You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Hey there, welcome back to the second episode of our 12 Days of Sales Psychology series. Today, we're diving deep into a concept that's incredibly relevant in our daily lives, especially during the holiday season: the paradox of choice and consumer overwhelm. If you're just joining us, you missed yesterday's episode on the decoy effect pricing strategy. It's a great listen, so be sure to check it out after this episode. Today, we're unwrapping the paradox of choice and consumer overwhelm. I'm going to start with a question. Have you ever felt overwhelmed and unable to decide while shopping because there are just too many options? Like standing in an aisle of cereal and seeing too many colors and options. Like, do you go for the healthy bran, the sugary treat, or something in between? That's the paradox of choice in action. The theory, popularized by psychologist Barry Schwartz, suggests that while choice is good, too much of it can actually be detrimental, leading to decision paralysis and dissatisfaction. It's a counterintuitive idea, challenging the common belief that more options equal better choices. But why does this happen? When faced with too many choices, we often feel pressured to make the perfect decision. This pressure can lead to anxiety and a fear of making the wrong choice. Instead of feeling liberated by all the options, we feel burdened by them. Now, what happens in our brain as it enters analysis paralysis? Neurologically, when overwhelmed with choices, our brain's prefrontal cortex, which is involved in decision-making and cognitive control, goes into overdrive. It tries to evaluate every option, and it leads to mental exhaustion. This cognitive overload can cause decision fatigue, making it harder to make any decision at all. So in marketing, you want to go for the opposite effect: simplified choices. When choices are simplified, the cognitive load is reduced. And this leads to a more pleasant shopping experience in general and a higher likelihood of making a decision. So in this scenario, the brain's cognitive resources are conserved and the decision-making process feels more rewarding. The same theory is also why you see Mark Zuckerberg wearing the same shirt. He explains that it reduces decision fatigue. And you can see the simplification strategy working in the real world. In-N-Out Burger, for example, their limited menu consists of just cheeseburger, hamburger, and double-double. Double meat, double cheese, basically. That's it. By offering fewer options, In-N-Out makes it easier for customers to decide. It reduces waiting time, speeds up the queue, and improves everyone's experience. Casper Mattresses is another example. I've been a big believer for years, not just because the mattresses are comfy, but their website is like the standard for simplifying buyers' decisions. They've divided their mattress categories into value, performance, and cooling. And from there, you use their Compare Mattresses feature to easily view how each mattress differs from others in an easy-to-read format. So different niches can also implement strategies to mitigate the paradox of choice. One example of a super overwhelming industry is fashion retail, with online stores like Shein and Cider giving you just options over options. But if you're in this industry, you can curate collections based on trends or seasons to make it easier for customers to navigate their choices. Another overwhelming niche is softwares. There's just a ton. But by offering clear, tiered pricing plans and identifying who it's perfect for, software companies can simplify their customers' decision-making process and make it less overwhelming to choose the right plan. So understanding the psychology behind the paradox of choice is crucial, especially if you have a particularly wide variety of products in your catalog. Now, that doesn't mean you have to let go of half of your offering, although that is an option, but if you're offering a wide variety of products, categorize them at the very least, or curate some options to help your customers make a quick decision. When presented with too many options, our brain's fear of making the wrong choice kicks in. This fear is rooted in our innate desire for control and perfection. When we have fewer options, we feel more in control of our decision, and it leads to greater satisfaction, less buyer's remorse. And that's what you, as a brand, should go for, greater satisfaction. And for marketers, understanding the paradox of choice is vital. It's not really just about offering fewer choices, but about presenting them in a way that's manageable for the customer. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that in a world of endless choices, sometimes less is more. Whether you're a customer trying to navigate holiday shopping or a brand aiming to enhance the customer experience, keeping the paradox of choice in mind can make a significant difference. How are you going to implement the paradox of choice for your brand? Let me know. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me, and while you're at it, check out my book, From Browsers to Buyers. It is your ultimate playbook for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for another sales psychology topic, anchoring. We'll explore how our initial perceptions, especially around price and quality, can anchor our subsequent decisions and perceptions. It's a fascinating concept that plays a crucial role in consumer psychology. Happy holidays, and I'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.